What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dustin?
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show live from the Stotesbury Cup Regatta presented by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers, Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, Kyle Quinn. We're all here today. The rain is about to come.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's about to pour, but we are under a tent, so we're good to go. A lot to discuss. Are you worried about the Eagles' schedule? I am. I'm not afraid to admit it. Hugh says he's not, but I sense a little
worry. I ain't worried,
man. Be a man and admit you're scared.
Yeah, it's okay.
Just be a man about
Hugh won't say he's scared. He won't apologize.
I ain't afraid.
That's all right, and we can only say so much because you're an Eagles. Great, at least we thought that. All right. 215-592-9494. So I'm driving in this morning, and Joe DeCamera took an L and beat the hammer. And I thought it was one of his worst performances in a long time. I mean, these were not hard questions, including – while I'm listening, I'm like, wait a second. I know the answer to this. The question was, which Eagles great had two sacks in the pickle juice game? And I was like, well, that only could be one Eagles great I know. That's got to be Hugh Douglas. Joe DeCamera, well, he didn't get it right. Let's listen to some of that and the reaction as Joe went down this morning and beat the hammer.
What Eagles great had two sacks in the pickle juice game versus Dallas in 2000?
Eagles great, two sacks.
Yes.
He's a great, I'll say Doc.
That was a bad job by you.
It was a poorly worded question.
Like, you missed the Hugh Douglas question. The guy's your coworker, and you missed Hugh Douglas.
No, what's the Hugh question?
How was
what
that?
Eagles
so
great
hard.
At two sacks in the pickle juice game.
Wait, what was the question? Eagles great?
Yes. Are you about to say Hugh Douglas, not an Eagles great?
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay.
There will be no disrespect of Hugh Douglas on this program unless it's by me.
Okay.
Love Big Hugh, but like, I hear.
I'm texting Kyle Quinn right now so he can pull this audio to play on their show.
The big G word. The big G. I mean, ooh.
He's up there in sacks.
No, Hugh was a great player, but like Eagles
but what?
Great.
Wow.
Eagles
wow,
great.
Joe,
this is crazy.
I'm hearing Ben Nerick. I'm hearing Reggie.
Joe.
I'm hearing Seth.
Oh, no.
Oh, you are a harbor.
I mean, really?
So bad.
You go capital G great. misleading question.
Oh man!
Misleading question. I was only choosing. I was only going between Dawk and Trump. That's all I had in mind. One or the other.
All right.
I'll do a poll.
Hugh Douglas, your reaction that your status as an Eagles great being what I would call mocked by Joe DeCamera this morning.
Well, you know what I. There's a lot going on here.
Well, that's true.
Number one, Joe's mad because he got beat.
Yes.
And I'm catching the stray.
Well, yeah, he's challenging the question more than the fact that he got the answer.
And I like to be honest, I've been taking shots at Joe for a while.
You called him pregnant.
And he
multiple times.
And he has not once fired back until today. So what can I say? I mean, he took his time to fire back, and when he did, he dropped a bomb. He dropped a nuclear bomb. Yeah. I mean, I can't be mad at
well,
that.
Here's the question. Are you an Eagles great? I mean, you're in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
I mean, it all depends on who you talk about, because like you just said, Joe, you were sitting here and you asked some of the kids, like, who is Hugh Douglas? And they're like, when did he play?
I didn't ask the kids who
you were. What? That's like, true. They wouldn't know Brian Dawkins.
They would definitely know Brian Dawkins. They wouldn't know me. They'd be like, you play?
But wait.
No, you know what they would say? Did you play with Manab? When? That's what they'd probably do.
So, but I think there is a difference between being an Eagles Mount Rushmore player and an Eagles great. The Eagles have more than four great players in their run, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's you don't have to be Reggie White to be an Eagles great.
But
I mean, it feels like we're playing semantics with.
But I will say this:
if you're in the Hall of Fame, were you not a great Eagle?
But I will say this, and I guess in defense of Joe DeCamera,
he ripped you. Why are you defending?
Because he's literal, Joe. Like what we know about Joe, he's a sore loser.
He's that.
But he's literal.
Yep.
And when you said Eagles great, I could see where he would think that, because if I'm being honest. If you said Eagles great to me, that's Brian Dawkins would be the first person
I think happened? He overthought the question.
Yeah, he's literal.
If you say to me, Eagles two sacks in a game, the first thing I'm thinking of is a pass rusher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know Dawk probably had a few games with multiple sacks, but like pickle juice game, or who are the best pass rushers on that team? The answer should have been you, not Dawk. I mean, like, I just think he probably overthought it.
But he thought Eagles great. Like, so I have a take on this, and.
And then I caught a stray.
Well,
caught several.
I'm going to start this with all due respect.
Oh, no.
When you told me this, that this happened, I missed it. I was setting this up here. And you said Eagles great. And I thought about how literal the camera is. And I went through, in my thought process, I'm like, Eagles great. Like, you know, you said there's only four people on an Eagles Mount Rushmore.
Well, yeah.
There's only room for four. But I guess where my head goes is, could he conceivably be on someone's Mount Rushmore? Because everyone has a different four, right? There might be somebody off one.
So could Hugh be on any Eagles not Rushmore?
I'm not sure.
I highly doubt it.
I think Hugh is a great Eagle, but is he an Eagles great? That's where I think it starts to get a little bit dicey.
And then, you know what? Even for me, I feel like all honesty, I feel like a stepchild. Like, I'm a family member, but I was adopted. You know what I mean? Because most of the guys that, you know, you talk about Trot, you talk about Dawk, you talk about Ike, guys like that.
They were drafted by the Eagles. You were adopted.
I was adopted.
Yeah, but you're in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
No, but still, I mean, I might be. I'm one of the kids.
Any less.
No, but I was adopted though.
You were brought into the family.
I was brought into the family, but I was adopted.
All right. I just want to point out, as we have this debate, I'm on the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website, okay? And then they have different teams. Like, you go to the Raiders page, right? Mm-hmm. There is the Eagles page on the Pro Football Hall of Fame website. Team history, team facts, and then there is a tab that says team greats. When I click on team greats.
He looking.
Oh, is he on there?
Well.
Oh, this is big.
You absolutely hate to see that.
Listen. There's two sections of team greats. There's the players that are Eagles that made the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's not Hugh Douglas.
No.
But then there's the Philadelphia Eagles Hall of Fame, and you were on that list.
Yeah.
You have to credit Hugh Douglas.
Yeah.
Are we going to start parsing the Eagles Hall of Fame that who is actually
but technically, I am in Canton. I mean, I'm in the Black College Hall of Fame, which is in Canton. So, I mean, I'm there. But, you know, I mean, I get it.
Yep.
I mean, and I know
I'm voting Hugh as an Eagles great.
I appreciate it. And but I know the camera is a literal thinker. So.
Yeah, I think he's a sort of loser more than that.
And that, too. And he got his comeuppance. He got me back. Because I did. I was calling the man.
Yeah, you did. Here. Multiple times. TK chimed in, said very disrespectful question.
What?
Appreciate you, TK.
That's the point.
Appreciate you.
I know you guys say Joe's literal, and I think you're right. Let me flip it around, though. If Joe had answered the question correctly and just guessed Hugh Douglas, would he have then responded and said, well, I don't think Hugh's actually great, or would he have just moved on?
He probably wouldn't have.
Well, see, I think the only reason he took a shot at you is to deflect from his loss.
Well, it was a perfect storm for him.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I have been taking shots at him for the last couple of weeks, and he finally got me back.
Now, I am voting that you are an Eagles great.
Well,
now,
I appreciate you.
But I am a little conflicted because we have taken sacks away from you since the show has started.
He's been conflicted.
You used to be greater. You're not quite as
great. Yeah, I'm a talk show host now. I like being known as WIP talk show host.
Well, your most famous thing on Google AI
is your take.
Is my take. Listen, man, like, but see.
That I've does been, hurt you in
that's
this
not
debate.
Eagles great territory.
But no, but you know what's
it
funny?
Hurts, actually.
But you know what's funny? I've been preparing for this for like 10 years because when I was in Atlanta, nobody knew that I played. Like, they had a inkling that I played, but I was the radio guy.
Oh, it's like the kid I met this morning.
Yeah, he was like, he's the radio guy. So I'm the radio guy.
So
now.
I
transitioned.
I might have to put Johnson on the
I
spot
transitioned.
Here. We might need to find Hugh's greatest moment as an Eagle when he sacked Sean King in the 2000 wild card game.
I mean, I did get the party started for the playoff runs that we've been
that's
on.
That's one of your best moments.
I did get the party started.
That or the Jim Miller. I mean, you had great Eagles moments for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and like John Madden with just an all-time legendary call on it. So, I mean, if we can end up dialing that one up.
Yep.
Then we got to play it at some point.
Yeah,
Justin wasn't ready for that. He went.
You got it?
I think he is ready.
King drops the throw.
Here we go.
Justin.
And it's hit just as he let the ball go, or did he let it go? This might be the Eagles' ball. I think it is. I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King.
He just wanted a cheap laugh.
Yeah, we did.
He just wanted a cheap
No,
laugh.
I think it's a good point, though.
Good pull,
you
Justin.
Got the party started. Dude. I mean,
good pull, Justin. Justin is my video game guy. And thank you, Justin, for the BattleNet thing. I got on BattleNet, was playing StarCraft last night.
Yeah.
Way to find that quick. That's good stuff.
That's good job. Yeah, all right, 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to talk about here. Are you worried about the Eagles' schedule? Is Hugh Douglas actually an Eagles great? I'm excited to see where the voting goes today.
I already know this is going to go.
No, I think you're going to get support.
Voted no.
Well,
Kyle, if you voted yes, I would have been hurt.
I think you're going to get support because this is not just a vote for Hugh. It's a vote against the camera.
And is that what it is?
I think that actually will help you. And, of course, what competitions should the WIP shows compete against each other? 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Jazz is in Philly. Jazz is on WIP. Hey, Jazz.
How you doing, guys?
Good, Jazz.
What's up?
First of all, are we slandering Hugh Douglas?
Yeah, your phone.
He's an Eagles great.
Foes.
Well,
let's put you on hold there, Jazz. We'll get you back up. All right, Jeff in Wilmington, who we had phone issues with a little while ago, he's back up for take two. Jeff?
Yes, he was an Eagle great. And he was.
I thought you would say that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No, and Hugh's sitting there taking it like a man. Just hit me. I don't care. Like,
no,
I know
dude, listen, I know my coworkers. I don't take them serious. Man, I get ridiculed on this show every day. And Joe the camera, to be fair, I've been taking shots at Joe since for years,
have.
And he hasn't shot back yet.
Yeah,
so
you did call him pregnant multiple times.
Yes, I did.
That's rough.
You have. Okay, so the Eagles point. So this is you were saying most people don't come with any substance. Well, this is what I'm thinking. Last year, at the beginning of the season, the defense was not all that great. It took some time to come together. Mainly it was because of their head coach and the confidence they had in these young players that ultimately got going by, game 4, 5, or 6. And I'm going to go with that same theme this year because we got some new faces, some young guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Well, that could happen, Jeff. And here's the hope. The hope is, for me, if it takes them a month, that they can get through that first month at no worse than 2-2 right. again, right? Like, and that
right.
I'll take that. If they get through the first month 2-2, and then we get the Giants twice in October, we get McCarthy, the first-year quarterback for the Vikings in October, we should get rolling a little bit that second month.
Yeah, and like I said yesterday, it's more about the logistics of the schedule, of where they play and when they play, not as much who they play. Because I have confidence in our offense. It's Jalen, the offensive line, the running backs. I don't have any – I can't really go against that. I mean, they proved to us that they could do it in the big games and against some big quarterbacks all year last year. And, yes, they have more big quarterbacks to play this year, but until they – you know, they have to prove it to me that they can't do it. Where I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and here's the thing. Here. Even if their defense gives up more points, which I think they will just because they're going to play better quarterbacks and they lost a lot of guys,
yes.
The offense is good enough to make up for it. I mean, that's why they paid all these guys. You know, it's all the defense, the luxury, necessity thing.
It holds weight.
Yeah, they paid these receivers and this quarterback to score some points. All right, Jeff, give us a competition you think the WIP show should compete against each other in.
I couldn't come up with anything because Will took – now, hold on. Will took my answer. First thing I came up with was tug of war because Hugh is a classic anchor guy. Joe, you got that wiry strength. You know, you're running. I don't know if Kyle could just be a rope holder. I don't really know. I don't know about Kyle's physical fitness. But I know that Hugh is stronger than Ike, and he's stronger than John Ritchie. So –
yeah, John Ritchie didn't kind of like John Ritchie's deflated.
Like a balloon.
You know, your son Joe is bigger than John.
I know. We met
Joe,
him.
Joe,
the other day,
shout out to Big League Joe.
Jeff, good phone call. I did have a Hugh moment there. I stumbled over all my words.
That was tough.
It happens, man, when you got, you know, it happens. I'm just like, I can't believe the camera took a shot. Well, I can't believe it.
Oh, it's really hitting you now.
No, it's about time. He needed to take a shot because I was firing salvos at him quite a bit.
Yeah, but the most disrespectful thing to me was when he said you're a great with a lowercase g. It's like, I guess you're a great. I guess, but not
you,
really.
But seriously, though, do you expect any other response from Joe DeCamera after he lost?
Joe Camerata.
He was going to be. Yeah, he was going to be petty.
Yeah, he was super petty.
Well, he tried to, and it worked, right? We're not talking much about Joe's loss in Beat the Hammer.
We're talking about this. We're all petty. It's just different levels of petty.
What trimester did you say he was again?
Third. He's in the third trimester.
Ooh, that's rough. You know what? I got to tell you though, I feel a little bit bad in this poll for you.
It's
33% are saying you're not an actual Eagles great.
Because I knew that was going to happen.
But that's rough.
Well, oh no, it's not. It's okay.
You're in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
This is opinion based.
You did get this though. The amount of disrespect on Hugh is ridiculous.
It is.
I'm not.
You're in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
I'm not worried about that. Because you know what?
If
you know
this
what?
Poll gets to 50-50, we're going to have.
No,
this,
you know what?
It's wrong.
You know what? I would say to all those people. Right now that are voting that I'm not a Hall of Famer, go to Canton. When you go see whenever Jason Kelce goes in, go to that black college side of the building where they got all the black college Hall of Famers and look for Hugh Douglas over there because he's over there.
Well, so the camera did apparently walk it back though, right?
Yeah, so do we have a little bit more here from the camera? Let's hear Joe trying to walk this back a little bit. I mean, the damage is done, in my opinion, but here's Joe.
Is he going to kill me on Monday?
I hope so.
He might actually.
I was just going to say, like, are you scared to be in the same area as him now?
A little scared.
Yeah.
And I love you. I mean, when he climbed up the back of Sean King. When he took Jim Miller and said, hey, Jim Miller's shoulder, meet the ground.
You can't do that.
Wow.
That's a quite a way to describe the Sean King
climbed
sack.
Up his back there, right?
Yeah.
He didn't make it any better. See, I know what Joe's doing. He's subtly still taking shots at me when he's trying to walk it back. Yeah. That's just what it is, man. This is the world that we live in now. He's not a direct shot taker. He's doing it in a roundabout way.
Well, he was a soft shot. If you're not an Eagles great, we have to rethink the Eagles Hall of Fame. We're putting non-great Eagles in the Eagles Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, we need to change the standards if that's
ridiculous.
Case. Let's go to Jazz. Let's go try to go to Jazz again in Philly. You've got that phone cleared up. What's up, Jazz?
How you guys doing?
What's up, Jazz?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just telling all the haters out there, why are we slandering Hugh Douglas? He's definitely an Eagles great. 100% Eagles great, you know.
Because
it's funny. It's funny.
It is funny. I don't understand. I will give you that. It is funny.
It's funny.
Yeah, I don't understand. But regarding the Eagles schedule, I think we start 2-2, you know. Chiefs and Cowboys, I think we beat them, but I'm a little worried for the Rams and Buccaneers. Rams defense is a little scary last game. I was at home watching the snow game, like kind of worried. I was like, oh, we probably about to go home or something like that. But yeah,
Jazz, that was by far the one I was the most scared of the whole playoffs, and it was the one where they really had a chance to lose. Like I never thought they were going to lose at any point of the Packer game. I really never thought the Commanders game was in jeopardy, though. It got kind of close before halftime. And I never – obviously, the Chiefs game, they just blew them out. But, like, that Rams game, when Stafford had the ball in the last possession, I was like, oh, no. I'm like, this might be it.
Yeah, I was scared for sure. Yeah, but I think the first four games, we go 2-2. And then I'm worried about the Buccaneers because every time we play the Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield does some crazy stuff. And also, they have a good spread offense. So I'm a little worried for that, especially with the – newer DBs, but you know, I think after we start 2-2, we'll handle adversity well, and we'll probably be 12-5 this year. Honestly, realistically,
A lot of people have that number. Hugh had that yesterday.
Yeah, all right, that's the number I got.
Jazz, what's the competition you want to see the different shows here compete against each other in?
I don't know how physically fit you guys are, but I'll say like a 4x1 relay race, something like that.
Ooh, that
would be fun.
It'd be
some people that have some heart palpitations, no question about it.
Yeah, hopefully all the hearts keep beating. That's really the important part.
I can't pick them up put them down like I used to. But I can give it the old college. I can beat some of these cats we're running against, though.
Don't count on me in any of these.
But it's only three of us, so we need another leg.
Well, it's a relay. We need you to at least do your job, finish the race.
Yeah, like we would probably put you on the straightaway.
Okay.
Well, but here's the thing. Every show
lead off.
Every show has someone who's going to drag the whole crew group down.
Okay,
right?
Let's start naming them.
Well,
he said, let's start naming them.
I mean, Joe in the morning.
Of course, the groin.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, and Spike's just a year or so off of hip surgery.
Sure. Okay.
Spike ain't running fast.
That's what I mean. Like used to run. I don't know if he can anymore. I mean,
Ike doesn't work out, but Ike might be a problem.
No, Ike still looks like he can move around.
Well, but now hold on, because now this makes me feel worse because I don't have any debilitating injuries. And you're comparing me to a guy with a hip replacement.
What's Joe's debilitating injury?
He's got the groin.
Oh, come on. He's fine.
Debilitating.
Well, I mean, you're the one putting yourself down. I think you could beat DeCamera in a relay race.
Done? Oh, okay, DeCamera, sure.
Yeah.
What's that? That's Thunder?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
are you afraid of Thunder?
hey, dog, you see that? The water rising, too, Joe. Look. You don't see that?
Hugh, we're fine.
Eagles great is going out the window.
I'm just saying, dog. I heard Thunder, dog.
Let's just get on the record here. Are you afraid of the rain?
I ain't afraid of the rain, but I'm afraid of the thunder.
we're underneath. We're enclosed.
And the water look like it's rising.
Well, the rain can hurt you more than the
thunder. I got my J's on, too, man. I ain't trying to mess up my J's.
we're fine. It's dry in here. There's no worries.
I want my J's.
Boy, those people outside, they look uncomfortable.
I'll keep an eye on the river for you, Hugh.
We took a picture by the river about 20 minutes ago, and he was like
shaking in his boots,
looking over his shoulder for any gators jumping out of the Schuylkill.
Yeah, gators. There's gators in Baltimore, man. What you talking about?
That's not confirmed.
I'm gonna go see.
That was a log, Hugh. That was a log. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. We got a lot to do today. We are live today from the Stotesbury Cup Regatta. Coming up at 12, we'll be joined by Scott Fransky of Fransky Friday. Your phone calls here on a tri-day Friday. And we need your opinion on this. I mean, Joe DeCamera took shots this morning, said Hugh Douglas not actually an Eagles great. Said he's more of a great with a lowercase g. Is Hugh actually an Eagles great? And the schedule. Are you worried? Are coming up on the other side. We already got the Cowboys talking trash for week one of the season. We'll have that for you next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, dog.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Welcome back. We're live from the Stotesbury Cup Regatta presented by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, Kyle Quinn with us. Hugh says the river is rising.
It's
I think
not,
we're good.
It's not rising.
But it is raining. It is raining out there. This is the largest high school regatta in the country. Come check out the Toyota experience in Stotesbury Village. Window Nation also with us. I think this storm is going to pass through quickly. It's going to be a fun day, and we're excited to be here. 215-592-9494. All right. Are you worried about the Eagles' schedule? I am. Hugh's putting on a brave face today. He says he's not, but I am concerned about this schedule. Kyle's with me. Where do you come down? And, of course, really the big question today is Hugh Douglas actually an Eagles great? Joe DeCamera this morning slandering Hugh Douglas by saying he was, if he was an Eagles great, it's with a lowercase g. Where do you come down on Hugh's greatness? All right, before we go back to the phones, we got to play this. So, you know, we talked earlier this week about the Cowboys being the opener, and it wasn't what we expected. It was like, all right, you know, we get to raise the banner in front of Jerry Jones, which is cool, but it didn't have the same buzz, Hugh, as a Lions game or a Chiefs game. Well, yeah. Chiefs couldn't be, but Lions are a home game and Rams are a home game. We were thinking maybe one of those would have been the opener. The Commanders a home game. We didn't get that. We got the Cowboys in week number one. Eagles are big favorites in the game, but you know it's going to be the kind of fun we're used to, including – are we already getting trash talk from the Cowboys? Listen to this. I believe we got CeeDee Lamb here. CeeDee Lamb talking a little trash months before the opener.
And I'm sorry. That Quintamino Bay don't last over here, man. That shit dead.
What is that?
That's what they call Quinion Mitchell.
What? What?
You guys are right here.
They said Quintamino Bay. That's where they said you headed.
Wow.
I said, they crazy.
Y'all ever seen Prison Break?
Stop the cap.
Ever seen Prison Break?
My captain came.
They said,
man.
Oh, see, now they drag. I think Eagles fans are here.
I don't care. Who's in
they
here?
They talking about you going to Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay.
All right, so
I ain't never been locked down on any island.
Was that Goofy Parsons with him? Is that who
that
was? That
sound like it was.
Yeah, it was.
You can tell. Talks like an airhead.
I mean, those two giggle a lot for guys that don't win anything.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's good for the rivalry, though.
It was fun, yeah.
No, I mean, I was thinking when he was talking, because I saw it, but I didn't listen to it, because I guess they were on a golf course or whatever,
okay.
And they had it like the little the Dallas gear on or whatever, and I was like, whatever. You got beat twice. You know, Dak's coming back, but your team's a mess. Your owner doesn't know what he's doing. But it's great for the rivalry. It's great that you're talking trash for the rivalry. And it's great bulletin board material right out the gate. I mean, that's what they're doing. I mean, this game right now, Eagles fans, I would venture to say, because we got so much other stuff going on, I mean, it's not a big deal now. But as we get close to this game,
oh,
and the chirping, oh, man, it's gonna be ramped up. It doesn't have that cachet for us now because we got all this other stuff going
on. Yes.
But, boy, when I tell you, when it gets closer to that Dallas week, when mm-hmm. the week season's about to start.
It's Dallas summer.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's Dallas
yeah.
August.
Oh, for sure. And then it's going to change everything.
So, couple
let
things.
Them keep talking.
One, it's going to be a huge game because I consider it a must win. I mean, they cannot lose that game before having to go to Kansas City week two. Second thing, did I hear CD say, like, laughing at the idea of getting shut down
yeah.
against Quinyon?
Oh, you sure did.
So, last year, he didn't play in the second game, right? They had shut him down for the season right before then. But he did play in the first game, the first Eagles-Cowboys game in Dallas last year, 34-6, Eagles won. In that game last year, CeeDee Lamb had 21 receiving yards. What is he talking about? He did get shut down.
He don't know what shut down means. That's what I'm saying. They're living in an alternate universe, alternate realities. That's what some people do, and he's one of them. I mean, I'm all for it if that's the reality that you want to be in, that you never got shut down. But the reality that everybody else is in, what you got, 21 yards in that last game.
It's by far the fewest yards he had in any game last year.
Well, hold on. If you take away the scoreboard in that game, it was actually
yeah, that close. Was that nonsense.
If you
yeah.
don't look at his stats, he yeah. did not get yeah. shut down last year. All right, so we know we get Eagles-Cowboys week one. And we were, you know, we were questioning earlier this week, why is that the spot? Well, this is interesting. Mike North, he did his NFL scheduling, and he was on Ross Tucker's podcast. Listen to the reasoning behind why we do get Eagles-Cowboys in week one.
There were a lot of good options. We looked at Denver. We looked at Washington. We looked at Detroit. All would have been great. Rams would have been good. What it came down to, honestly, on Dallas was these last couple of years, it feels like the fans haven't gotten full value, really, out of Cowboys-Eagles. That's one of the top, you know, five games of the year every year when we go into it, thinking about these two Cowboys-Eagles games. And so it's usually kind of one early and one late. Well, these last couple of years, that one late hasn't really panned out the way we'd all hoped, whether it was somebody had quarterback injury or records were a little disappointing, or heck, we had a year where the Eagles had a playoff spot clinched and by the time they got to the Cowboys game. So thinking about getting one of those in early, can't get any earlier than week one. Both teams undefeated, Dak coming back, new coach, and you know the Eagles fans are probably pretty excited about hanging a banner in front of the Cowboys. So it felt like a really good opportunity and a chance to go really big in maybe a window we don't usually go really big, but I think that's a consistent theme throughout the whole schedule.
Got to get the people what they want, Joe.
So when he laid out the logic, I get it. I think since Hurts became the Eagles quarterback, there's been 9 Eagles-Cowboys games,
mm-hmm.
and it's only been Dak against Hurts 3 times. He mentioned
yeah, you
one,
mentioned that earlier in the week.
Yeah, I think he mentioned one time someone had something clinched, so they sat their guy, right? Like, and then there's been injuries. So in week one, I get it, Hugh. It's the best chance to get Dak versus Hurts. No one's probably going to be hurt, you know, through the summer, hopefully. So I get what they're trying to do. It's just weird that it's week one.
Yeah, and it doesn't have that much cachet when you talk about all the other games. Well, initially, it doesn't have a cachet because we were thinking Detroit.
Yeah, or the Rams.
Or the Rams or maybe even Kansas City.
Yep.
You know, to start the season, but that is not the case. It's the Dallas Cowboys. And like I said, as we get closer to this game, it'll get more exciting. But right now, everybody's just like,
well, the more
Cowboys.
Times they put a microphone in front of CeeDee Lamb and
well, see, that's what it is. They have to do the talking because they're punching up. Like, you know, we don't have to punch down in this situation. They're trying to punch up.
Well, and they'll say something silly. I mean, especially Partridge. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Are you worried about the Eagles' schedule? And I got to check in here on the poll. Is Hugh Douglas actually an Eagles great? I think you're getting more support than you expected here. Well, it's actually 67-33. But you're getting nice comments. All right, let's go to Bam in Upper Darby. Bam, how we doing?
What's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
Hey, Bam. What's up?
No much. Hey, Hugh, you are great. You know why? Because I met you, and you signed my hoodie, bro.
Appreciate you, Bam.
And I got your jersey tatted on my shoulder. I told you this. So you are great.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, man.
Yep.
You didn't say you were a great player, but you did sign a hoodie.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care what the camera says. He's gonna go down against Jack Frisch too.
Is that happening?
Oh, I think he will. If they actually compete, I haven't heard them talk about it as much lately. I'm afraid they're both chickening out. But yeah, Jack will definitely beat him if they compete.
Yep. But I like this schedule, man. And I'm telling you, you want to hear my predictions on this schedule?
What you got?
Yeah.
I was telling Justin back there, I said we're going to go 3-1 in the first four games, right?
Woo! It's a good start against the schedule.
Listen, I'm predicting 16-1, bro.
16-1?
16-1. Who's the one lost to? I'm curious.
Tampa Bay. Because, you know,
that's a nice run.
They always give us a run for our money. Tampa always gives us a run for our money.
Well, they always beat us is what they do. Yeah, especially down there in Tampa. Bam, appreciate the call. How about that? You signed his hoodie, he calls you great. So you're bribing people now.
I guess that's the way you wanted to talk about
it. I also like how just like calm Bam was of just predicting 16-1. Actually, you know what? Thought about it. They're one of the greatest teams ever, 16-1.
He did say the Phillies would win 127 games last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he tends to get out of control.
Yeah. Optimism. Optimism.
Is that optimism?
No.
Yeah. No. The blind faith. Yeah. A little bit.
There we go.
Where's the line between optimism and delusion? Do we cross it here?
Yes. Living your truth, I guess.
Okay. Speaking of truth, I was watching a video of some of the NBA draft prospects.
Yes.
And they were talking about who the best player in the NBA is right now. And one of the kids said, James Harden. If I was running a team, he'd be off my draft board immediately. Can't draft him.
I mean, but it probably his game. Probably want to pattern his game after him.
No, but he's not the best player. Mm. That's just lying to people, Hugh. You can't do that.
No, yeah.
All right, DeMond is in Delco, and DeMond wants to say that Hugh's out of his mind. So that gets you right up on Hugh. What's up, DeMond?
He uses ability, but here's the thing, though. Mm. Hey, Pop, yo, you got me.
Yeah, you on the phone with us now, DeMond. What
you doing? Oh man, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
Hey man, I'm sorry, brothers. Listen, I got y'all here, man. We talking about the schedule, right?
Yep.
So, the first three games, Hugh, you were talking about 1-3. What you saying, bro?
He called 1-3.
Unbelievable.
What you mean? What I'm saying?
Such a hater.
I'm trying to figure it out. Hugh, 1-3.
Okay, calm down. Because
the only team I'm scared of, I ain't even scared of them. Because they play us tough, and that's the Bucks. For the first games. The rest of them dudes.
That's right, Hugh.
I think Hugh's going to explain it, but he's shivering. Scared of
him. I'm going to let DeMond, DeMond okay. calls, asks the question, and then he proceeds to talk what I'm trying to talk. So the floor is yours,
keep
bro.
Going,
you got
DeMond, yep.
Okay, all right, Hugh, one more thing, then I'll let you get in. Hugh, think about last year. We had Saquon, right? It was the first year. It was just now jealous. So now as the season progressed, we learned how to play together. We learned how to gel together. And these boys just want to chip. I believe nobody this year is going to be able to stop Saquon and them boys. I just don't think. I think we're going to hurt our own selves. That's all I'm saying. So the first three games, let me know what you're saying now, Hugh.
Yep.
Damn it, DeMond, you didn't talk so long, I forgot what I was about to say.
You got him, DeMond.
DeMond, you got him. First of all, DeMond, yep. First of all.
DeMond wins.
Calm down, first of all. Second of all.
Point, DeMond.
That was last year. You know, mm-hmm. Do you know just because you played last year doesn't mean you're going to have the same year that you had the next year? You got to work towards that. And the Eagles historically start slow. We're still trying to figure out who is the starting corner since Slay left. Who's the starting corner?
Ringo. I take Ringo. And let me tell you why.
Definitely. You taking Ringo against the receiving core of the Kansas City Chiefs, not knowing, not never seeing him play before, right? Or Matthew Stafford.
I've seen Ringo play. Listen, we've seen Ringo play, dude. Every time he played one out last year, who came and helped him out?
How many snaps did he get last year?
Okay, DeMond. Okay, DeMond.
I got to look up his snap count.
How many snaps did you see him play where you felt comfortable with him being the starter, even though the Eagles didn't make him the starter?
Well, I never seen – check this out. I'm going to tell you like this. I never seen no plays from Quinyon Mitchell, and I felt comfortable about him because of everything that was coming along with him. I felt comfortable about that. Now, Ringo,
he was the first-round draft pick. He was the top corner in his draft.
He was the first.
I get it. I get it. But I also seen Ringo play. He came in, knocked down a couple balls and everything when it was coming at him.
In a small sampling size, right?
Now we get a bigger size, Hugh. Now we get a bigger size. And we got – Quinyon and Cooper to help him out, man. All they gonna do is gel in, man. Listen, and that's only one. That's only one corner you're talking about. What about the rest?
He played 11% of the snaps last year.
11%. So from 11% of the snaps, you're comfortable
to like 90
putting him out.
No, we've seen Bryce Huff play too. Worked out great.
No, that did not.
See, I love your passion, but I can't talk to you because you're not being realistic about what's going on. You're giving me hopes and maybes.
Being realistic, Hugh.
How are
did
you
watch our team last year in jail, man?
How are you being,
did we come together in jail? Did we come together in jail, Hugh?
DeMond.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Jail, what? What are we doing in jail?
Did they come together in jail last year? He wants to know.
Oh, I thought when you said jail, I was thinking about something else.
What else are you thinking about? Like thinking hair about, jail?
Wait a minute. I don't know what – no, he meant jail, like come together. But no,
yeah,
DeMond.
Jail, but what other together. Jail?
DeMond, you do understand that we lost like 7 players on the defensive side of the ball, right?
It's about time someone acknowledges that. I've been trying to say this for 3 months. Everyone yells at me.
And DeMond, when I ask you, okay, you're talking about right out the gate that this team is going to be what it was last year. Tell me, how do you figure that to be the case?
Okay.
When every year it stands on its own.
Absolutely.
How do you figure that to be the case?
Absolutely, Hugh. But what I'm saying to you is this. Based upon how we ended the season last year, right, of course we lost some defensive players. I believe we picked up some good ones in the draft. The linebacker boy, he might come in and start. I don't know nothing about my man. Listen to action. But as far as the offense, my main thing was the offense. You're saying defense. I know defense, you said last year, didn't really matter until you admitted it didn't matter in the Super Bowl at the end. But I'm talking about the offense right now. We don't have no missing pieces. Who can stop us, you? Who can stop us?
DeMond, I'm going to ask you this question. You said that the way they ended last year, right?
Uh-huh.
They went to the Super Bowl. What about the year that they ended before that when they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Did you think they were going to the Super Bowl when they had the start that they had last year?
I watched my team, you. I watched them. I seen what they were doing.
DeMond, I watched the team, too. And I'm trying to tell you, just from that same little piece of information that you gave me about how they ended the year, doesn't necessarily mean they're going to begin the year like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is a new
that.
Team.
But this tell me this, you. I understand that. Now tell me this.
I'm trying to tell you, but
which
you
one of them teams? Which one of them teams improved so much that you're scared of them right now?
The Rams improved.
Yeah, they did.
The Kansas City Chiefs improved. The Kansas City Chiefs improved.
Man.
What did the Chiefs? What was the
hold
biggest,
on? They're going to have Rashee Rice back to add to Worthy, and they got a new tackle.
Come on, man. See, this
they
is
got
why,
all that.
See,
they can't protect Patrick Mahomes.
They couldn't protect him last. DeMond. Okay, now, see, this is why, like, I love you to death, bro, but this is why it's difficult to talk to fans about football. Because do you really think that the Kansas City Chiefs, what happened to their quarterback last year, that they're going to go into another season and let him get assaulted like that?
No.
They fired the offensive lineman. Man, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying against us. They have
what
no
you mean
choice.
Against
but
us?
But DeMond,
that's why they got fired because of us.
Yeah, but DeMond, to be fair, it's not the same us that beat him up in the Super Bowl. We don't have Josh Sweat. We don't have Milton Williams. Like, we're expecting a lot out of guys.
We got JC.
Hold on. Every time this comes up, I have to point this out. DeMond, good phone call.
Not really.
That was a good call.
Not really. I like DeMond. I like you, man. DeMond. But it's you got to listen.
Can
to
I point this
said,
out?
Man.
I had fun.
Can I?
I know
too.
You did.
This comes up a lot. Like, it doesn't matter who we lose. We have Jalen Carter. I love Jalen Carter. He's a great player. He looks like the kind of player that will be remembered as an Eagles great, the way some people think Hugh Douglas is. Some, of course, on the morning show.
Yeah, he definitely is Eagle great.
Well,
yeah.
he looks like he's on his way. He was here 2 years ago. when the defense stunk. It's not just him. He can't do it all by himself. He needs guys around him that can, like, when he gets double teamed, someone's got to take advantage of it. And I hope Nolan Smith, and I really like Nolan Smith, I hope Jalix Hunt, who came on at the end, I hope they're ready to roll. But, like, to pretend we're the same pass rush we were when we walked off the field of the Super Bowl, we're not.
And nobody, the teams, and see, this is the thing. This is what makes it hard to talk to fans about football sometimes, because you're basing everything off of what happened last year. And I can tell you to a man that everything changes every year. Mm. The fact that the Kansas City Chiefs had trouble protecting the core. What did they do the last time they had trouble protecting Patrick Mahomes?
They fixed the O-line.
When they lost the Super Bowl.
They won two Super Bowls.
They went and got some protection for their quarterback. So to sit there and think that the same game plan that you used last year that's going to be effective is going to be effective this year is ridiculous. You can't think that way. Every team is getting better. Every team that we played at the beginning of the season lost to us, except for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
And they're looking for ways to counter that loss. That's what every team does. I remember when we used to lose to the Cowboys, excuse me, to the Giants, when we went to OTAs, first couple of practices, okay, these are the plays we got beat on against the Giants. We would go over those plays and make sure that we knew what to do in certain situations. Every team does this. So to sit here and say, oh, because we beat them last year, that's ridiculous. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to beat them this year.
Well, it just makes it harder. Well, just use the Chiefs. How many teams beat them over and over again? Like the
and
same
then
team?
Beat the brakes off right. of them the way that we did.
It makes.
So for yeah. you to sit here and say, oh, because we beat them up in the Super Bowl, we're going to do it. No, it don't work like that. It does not work like that. It doesn't work like that in life.
Well, that's why I'm worried. See, now you're making me more worried. Becca's in Williamstown. Hey, Becca.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Becca. What's up?
So I had a few points that I wanted to make. First of all, Hugh Douglas, you are a great.
There we go.
Hugh Douglas
is a great. The camera doesn't know what he's talking about, Becca.
I grew up watching you with my mom. So, yeah, hats off to you, man. Don't listen to what they're saying.
Oh, I'm not. They don't
ignore the cameras, what she's saying.
Second of all, I want to agree with you also, Hugh. I'm not terrified of the schedule. It's going to be hard. Our opponents are good, but we're better. Even with losing, you know, all these players on our defense, I have faith in Jeff Statlin, Vic Fangio. They're going to develop these players, and we're going to be good. I had said, sorry, I'm like a little nervous. I had said on
take your time, take your time.
We're good.
It's all good.
You're good. No worries.
I had said yesterday on the morning show when I called in that I was fully confident that we could potentially go 14-3. And it wasn't like a dismissive thing that Richie and Joe DeCamera had said. They're like, oh, no, oh, wow, I'd be surprised. But then Elliot Shore Parks this morning is like, oh, well, I think they could be 12 wins, you know, next season. But I wouldn't be surprised if they went 14 as well. And I have to tell you, when I heard that, I felt so validated. I'm like, I'm not just some girl calling in throwing numbers out for a record, you know. So I got really excited. I'm sorry.
Because so Elliot made you feel better, Elliot's prediction?
Yes, Elliot made me feel so much better because he was like, I could totally see them going 14-3. Like, we have faced adversity before. And
well, they
have
Becca, so I think it's going to be challenging to get to be that good. I think it's more
correct.
Like 11. But they,
right.
if you do look through it, they are favored, and it'll change. But they're favored right now, I think, in 15 of the games, 14 or 15. So, yeah, I mean,
and like,
most
I'm not
games,
delusional. I know how right. hard it is to repeat in a Super Bowl, especially, like, let me tell you, after the 2023 season, like, completely devastated me. Like, I went into every week, basically every season, expecting them to lose so I can manage my expectations. Because of how they were when I grew up, no offense to you. But, you know, they faced adversity like this before. And at the beginning of the season when they went 2-2, I'm like, oh, here we go. Just a repeat of last year. I was expecting them to go 9-7 last season. I had no idea, like any of us had an idea, that they were going to end up
right.
winning the friggin' Super Bowl. So
no,
and
then that happens, and every year is different, and you go into a certain feeling, and then it changed. Becca, we preached the phone call. How about Elliot making people feel better here?
That's... Whatever helps you sleep at night.
All right, I know we got Scott coming up, but I got to take this call right now. Yeah. Jamal in Willow Grove says he was nuts. All right, Jamal in Willow Grove.
Hey, guys. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Jamal, I do want to start off by saying I do believe he was the Eagles' great. I do, personally. One of my core Eagles defensive memories is him ringing Sean King,
that's right.
The quarterback for the Bucs. Sean King, ringing his bell.
Climbed all over his back.
I feel like I'm being set up for the letdown.
Oh, come on, Bray Area Hugh. Don't act like that. So you did say that defense doesn't matter, and then you're sweating bullets over.
Wait a minute, hold on. Jamal, wait a minute. If we're going to quote me, Jamal, quote me right. Defense is a luxury, not a necessity. That's what I said.
Oh, you did say that. But yes.
You were just sweating bullets
about Kelee Ringo, though.
What happened?
You were just sweating bullets about Kelee Ringo. You said,
he's going to start.
You did say that.
Wait a minute. Okay, what did I say, Jamal? I said, who's going to start at?
He's saying you're nervous at corner, but defense.
That Kelee Ringo was starting, but defense isn't. Yep.
That's right.
Important. Neither one of those makes sense. You kind of on both ends. This is why I call you Gray Area Hugh, because of stuff like that.
He's got you cornered.
First,
go for the knockout, Jamal.
I do.
Also, I think we're going to go 12-5, guys. I do. I think we're going to go 12-5 because
they're going to go
12-5. We're going to go 12-5. We're going to go 12-5. We're going 12-5. We could go 13-4, but we're probably going to sit. That last Cowboys game again.
I love that. That's one of my favorite yearly predictions. Jamal, appreciate it.
I like how y'all just let Jamal talk when he let me respond. Jamal, you got that.
We got Francie coming.
We're up against it.
One of my favorite yearly Eagles predictions is we're going to go this, but we'll probably sit our guys the last game.
Good call, Jamal.
It's the best. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up on the other side, we'll get all your phone calls up here. Are you worried about the Eagles schedule? Is Hugh actually an Eagles great?
No.
Some on the morning show, and then here Kyle is saying no. We're up to almost like 35% of the votes are anti-Hugh on this. Amazing stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll talk Phillies next with Scott Franska in the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Keystone State Showdown is back this weekend, and you can score bigger winnings for the big game with FanDuel, America's number one sports, because when Pennsylvania pride is on the line, FanDuel is giving customers a profit boost for tonight's Pirates versus Phillies matchup. You could ride with your side on who you think is going to win, which slugger is going to go yard, plus so much more. And if your bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. So don't miss your chance to make bragging rights even sweeter. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in on all the MLB rivalry weekend action. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to claim your profit boost for the Keystone State Showdown. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.